أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ قال موسى لقومه يا قوم اذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ جعل فيكم أنبياء وجعلكم ملوكا وآتاكم ما لم يؤت أحدا من العالمين. In the previous ayahs, in a broader sense, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala addressed the Bani Israel and the various favors of Allah Ta'ala upon them, and that they did not appreciate those favors of Allah Ta'ala and the consequences thereof. Now in these ayat, the next ruku, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala in more specific terms also still addresses the Bani Israel. And as mentioned many times, why Allah Ta'ala has mentioned about the Bani Israel in the Quran Sharif is for us to take a lesson, that we don't fall prey and we follow the Bani Israel, or that we do the same mistake that they made. So yeah, Allah Ta'ala is referring to certain particular favors of Allah Ta'ala upon the Bani Israel. Allah says, وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَىٰ لِقَوْمِهِ, اور جب کہا موسیٰ نے اپنے قوم کو, and remember that time when Musa ﷺ told to his people, this was a specific occasion, and Musa ﷺ addressed his people and said, يَا قَوْمِ اذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ, اے قوم یاد کرو احسان کا, احسان اللہ کا اپنے اوپر. O people, remember, think of, make shukr of the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala upon you people. Allah Ta'ala, the Bani Israel, in their time, they were the chosen people of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah's great, great favors Allah Ta'ala had bestowed upon them. And in the same way, we also should think of Allah's ni'mat upon us. Innumerable Allah's ni'mat all the time upon us. So the ni'mat that you hear Musa alayhi salam was referring to is ja'ala fikum anbiya, jab paida kiya tumne nabi, when Allah tabaraka ta'ala had created many anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam from amongst them. It wasn't only Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, there was Yahya alayhi salam, Zakariya alayhi salam, many other anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And as far as deen is concerned, there is no greater ni'mat than nabuwat. And nabuwat, prophethood, is not of choice. Nobody can choose and desire and become a nabi. Allah Ta'ala chooses. So that ni'mat, which is solely the choice of Allah Ta'ala, Allah had bestowed upon you people. A huge amount of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam were born in the Anbiya in the Bani Israel. So Allah says, remember that great, great favor. وَجَعَلَكُمْ مُلُوكَ, or كَرْ دِيَا تُمْكُ بَادْشَاهُ. And as far as dunya is concerned, we made you kings. And as kings, you enjoyed all the benefits and all the enjoyments of this dunya. You had so many servants and slaves to attend to you. You had everything. In other words, we had given you in your time such great favors. As far as deen is concerned also, as far as dunya is concerned also. And further than that, wa'ataakum ma lam yu'ti ahadam min al-'alamin. And we gave you those favors which we did not give to anyone else in the entire universe, on the entire earth. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala had, for example, granted them manna and salwa, which was the food of Jannah. Allah had granted them in this world. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala had made water to gush forth from a rock, from a stone. And that water was such, when they needed it, it came. When they needed it in abundance, lot of water used to come. When they needed it in bits and drabs, then little water used to come. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala had made a cloud as a shadow over them. It was like in the hot, for 40 years when they had disobeyed Allah, and Allah Ta'ala put them in a prison. And in that Allah Ta'ala also still so showed His favors. He gave them manna and salwa also. He gave them a shadow of a cloud over them. And that in there they stayed like in air conditioning. So many other favors also at that time Allah Ta'ala had blessed them. And these were that ma'alam yu'ti ahadam minal alameen, which were not given to anyone else in the entire universe. So all these great favors. So that was for the Bani Israel. For us also it is, we should consider how many ni'mat, the greatest ni'mat Allah gave us, as far as deen is concerned, the ni'mat of Iman, the Quran Sharif, the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So many ni'mat. As far as dunya is concerned, so many ni'mat, just in our body alone, if we think how many ni'mat, the eyes, the ears, the brains, the heart, innumerable ni'mat of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. And all this was that we turn to Allah and be His complete and faithful servants, that we don't disobey Him in the least. But so this all we should also remember and take heed of, and think of the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala and make shukr and not disobey Allah Ta'ala in the least. But may Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah.